Okay, let's get started. Today's article is titled Mind Maps. And a quick note, by the way, before we start. Right now, we are not accepting new members at Effortless English. We are full. Maybe at the end of this month or beginning of February. But right now, we are full. If you want to check when we are available, when we have memberships, go to www.effortlessenglish.com, www.effortlessenglish.com. Go there and you can see when we have more memberships open. But right now, we are full. Okay, let's get started. Today's article is called Mind Maps. A mind map is a diagram used to represent words, ideas, tasks, or other items linked to and arranged radially around a central key word or idea. It is used to generate, visualize, structure, and classify ideas, and as an aid in study, organization, problem-solving, and decision-making. It is an image-centered diagram that represents semantic or other connections between portions of information. By presenting these connections in a radial, non-linear, graphical manner, it encourages a brainstorming approach to any given organizational task. The elements are arranged intuitively according to the importance of the concepts, and they are organized into groupings, branches, or areas. The graphic formulation of the information may aid recall of existing memories. Mind maps have many applications in personal, family, educational, and business situations, including note-taking, brainstorming, summarizing, revising, and general clarifying of thoughts. For example, one could listen to a lecture and take down notes using mind maps for the most important points or keywords. One can also use mind maps as a mnemonic technique or to sort out a complicated idea. Mind maps are also promoted as a way to collaborate. Software and technique research have concluded that managers and students find the technique of mind mapping to be useful, being better able to retain information and ideas than by using traditional linear note-taking methods. Mind maps can be drawn by hand, either as rough notes, for example, during a lecture or meeting, or can be more sophisticated in quality. There are also a number of software packages available for producing mind maps. Mind map guidelines. Tony Buzan suggests using the following guidelines for mind mapping. Number one, start in the center with an image of the topic, using at least three colors. Number two, use images, symbols, and codes throughout your mind map. Number three, select keywords and print using upper or lowercase letters. Number four, each word slash image must be alone and sitting on its own line. Number five, the lines must be connected, starting from the central image. The central lines are thicker, organic, and flowing, becoming thinner as they radiate out from the center. Number six, make the lines the same length as the word slash image. Number seven, use colors, your own code, throughout the mind map. Number eight, develop your own personal style of mind mapping. Number nine, use emphasis and show associations in your mind map. Number 10, keep the mind map clear by using radial hierarchy, numerical order, or outlines to organize your branches. Okay, that's all for now. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.